Yeah, pretty good idea why people love Max Holloway. Not only for the way he fights, but because of the dude he is. That was so fun. You know what that means? It's going to be fun, too. Not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper is original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy, and peppered. All come in 4-ounce bags. That way you can sample different flavors and find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? All right, so I've got plenty of runway for you. Call with your beefs. Write your beefs in. Thumb them out. Hit me up on the X platform. Email them to me. X platform at Jim Rome. Email Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. In fact, you know what? Written beefers, I'm going to throw you a bone. I'm going to go old school. I used to always start with you, but then the callers got so good. And then you got all butthurt because we'd go an entire 25, 28, 30 minutes without reading one. I will start with you today. Jim, my beef are with the bags who torture, walk their poor dogs while dragging them, riding their bikes. Knock it off, jerks. Get off your ass, put the phone down, and walk your dogs like a kind dog owner. Mike in Petaluma. Vance Mack, my beef is with all the losers out here reproducing like Mogwai and bragging about their tax refunds. Makes no sense that Alvin and his brethren get an additional refund because they can't wrap it up. I should get a discount for not increasing my carbon footprint by having one of those mongrels. Tony in DTLA. Romy, my beef is with the packs of women who do their daily walks. You'll see them walking down the middle of the street, sometimes five across, like the shootout at the OK Corral. If you come up behind them and honk, they get all pissy and they shoot you the hairy eyeball. I'd rather not run you over, so do you mind actually walking on the sidewalk? How hard is that? Rick in Chico. All right, so far so good. At Adam Taylor 0425. My beef is with my family.
Family!
I'm usually the last one home, and every time the trash can is still at the end of the driveway, that means three other people looked and said, nah, I'm good. Do better, you lazy kooks. I can relate to that. I hate that.
Kook.
My kids also would look at the trash cans. I'm like, Logs, you think that thing's going to walk itself in? Did you look right at it? Did you walk right by it? Van Smack. My beef is with my parents. You know the only thing worse than walking in on both of your parents wrestling? Holy crap, Vaughn, you did not. I'm going to back this up and read it again because I read ahead. Van Smack, my beef is with my parents. You know the only thing worse than walking in on both of your parents wrestling? Walking in on one. Warrior next horse being named Track Savage. Damn, Vaughn. That is incredible. Didn't I say that if there were a smack-off for written participation, Vaughn would be in it? That is insane. At 115 USA, my beef is with the ass hat that didn't know how to work the QB blue alarm clock in my hotel room. Who in the hell uses an alarm clock anymore? A wipe. Set the alarm for 5:30 a.m. Then I had to figure out how to shut the damn thing off. Use your phone, losers. Written beef's off to a great start. Romy, my beef is with this D-bag at work that always says, that's why we can't have anything nice around here. When someone drops something, listen, tool bag, it was never funny. No one likes you, and you're a hammer bag. Just shut up and retire already. Brian in Erie. Hey, Tan Man. My beef is with fishing. What an absolute bore. I mean, it's cool hanging out on the boat and talking, but there's only so much you can talk about. Also, how the hell is fishing a professional sport? Sitting around waiting for a dumbass fish to get hooked on your bait isn't a sport. Darts, pool, and curling are looking down on you fishing. Mario and Frisco. Jim, my beef. Are people who can't wait to tell me about the dream they had the night before? Newsflash, it wasn't real unless your dream involves me getting nice or sandwich making. I couldn't give a rat's ass. Ed, nice. An SA. Ed Rich Kane's back. My beef is with you and everybody else failing to give you enough credit lately. The two conversations today were amazing, along with the Rousey pod. It's rare this far into a career that a sports interviewer gets better, and I'm grateful that you're still on the radio. At Rich Kane. Hey, Kane, stop sucking up to me. It does not change my initial take about you. Take being, I'm not surprised that you're not a business owner, Kane. Nice try, Kane. I see you working, Kane. Come on, Kane. Jim, but you're right about one thing. I have not been giving myself enough credit lately.
Credit?
Because I know you won't. So if I don't, who will? Jim, my beef... All right, now we're getting somewhere. My beef is with that fat bitch.
Fat?
Rick in Buffalo. Why haven't you called yet? With everything that's happened to the Bills since losing at home to their daddy. Signed, Dom and Erie. Dom, he did call.
Who loves you, baby?
He called last Monday. He's actually called multiple times. He's not hiding. Rick is not hard to find. Rick's not hiding, Dom. Just because you haven't heard the call doesn't mean he hasn't made the call. Rick's out. Rick's here. Dear Jim, my beef is with the lady in front of me at the bag-your-own grocery checkout who decides to take this opportunity to try to beat her high score in grocery bag Tetris. There are only two rules that apply here. Bananas and bread on top. Everything else is a free-for-all. Get the Ritz and romaine lettuce in the bag and move along. Stephen, Ottawa. I'm telling you, the written beefers are getting it today. This one says, I got a beef with bros who bring their side piece to the golf course. She's prancing around in her underwear while I'm trying to putt. Take the sex doll to the park.
Sex with me.
Thank you. Levi in Portland. Come on, Levi. I mean, Levi, it's funny, but you're making stuff up. Kenneth E. in the 503. Jim, my beef is with my downstairs neighbors. They like to bang on the ceiling when I'm banging on the floor. Warn me being done when she says I am? Damn, this is getting a little too spicy. No, one-handed wrestling. Warn me being done when she says I am. Hey, Rome, my beef. It's with people who think that their dogs are their children. They are not your children. When you leave the house, you do not put your children in a cage and leave them for hours on end until you return. You do not take your children outside to use the bathroom. You do not take your children for a walk with a leash around their neck. Stop embarrassing yourselves. Signed, Even Flow Plumbing. All right, then. Nice job. Let's go to the phones. Hey, callers. Can you keep up with the written beefers? We haven't done that in a long time. 10 strong mittens or minutes of fire written beefs. Let's go to the phones. Ty in Boise, you are first up. Ty, what's your beef?
Hey, Rome, my beef is when you get on an elevator and it smells like what I imagine is a mixture of Portland woman, ass, and Jeff in Richmond. And then the next floor down, a dime piece gets on and gives you the nastiest look like you're the responsible party.
Well done, Ty. That is a legitimate beef. Like, Ty had no... It's great. A dime gets on a floor later and looks at you like you're the responsible party. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I thought that was funny. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Tustin Ranch. He's not that far from here. Dave, my brother. Dave, what's going on with your beef?
Romy, what's going on, buddy?
What's
all right,
up?
So this is it. Hey, listen, Shaky T. Dude, Edgar Allan Schmo is more like it, bro. Listen, just stop. That was so cringy. So look, Jim, beautiful whips in SoCal. We all know that. It sparked a little inferiority complex. Listen, drivers of Hondas and Hyundais on the 405, stop with the oversized whale tail. Dude, or probably the G-suit that comes with it, stop. We all know at the end of the day you're going to end up at an In-N-Out, spreading your dinner over that thing, sitting on top of the trunk of your car. Lastly, Irvine Company. Hey, what's cracking, Kremlin? Lastly, I cannot believe this. Retroactively, you suck for taking away the single greatest outdoor music venue known to mankind. Stop doing that, you tools. Eggplant out.
Wow. What's cracking, Kremlin? Quote, the Irvine Company, the little Kremlin by the sea, according to Dave and Tustin Ranch. Yeah, I know, dude. I've been here for decades. I've bought multiple properties and been on multiple pieces of land owned by the Irvine Company. In fact, if you live anywhere within a 100-mile radius, the Irvine Company probably owns it. The little Kremlin by the sea, according to Dave. Hey, Avi, you gave him some leash. Alvy wanted to hear the Irvine Company crackback. 1-800-636-8686. Again, my favorite thing about the beef segment, all 50 participate. Let's go to Green Bay. Brian in Green Bay. Good to have you, Brian. What's your beef?
Hey, Romy, my beef is with dudes at the gym who dry off their undercarriage by putting their leg up on a stool and using the wall-mounted hair dryer.
Yeah, dude, that's kind of nasty. Kind of disgusting.
I don't like that.
I'm going to say, though, that you got run because that's a bathroom smack. I'll tell you what, we've had a lot of takes on Gym Guy and a lot of beefs about Gym Guy, but never that exact beef about Gym Guy, which is why I generally try to get my workouts in at home. See, if you're Gym Guy and you're at home, are you really Gym Guy? 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Boise. A lot of beef in Boise today. We had Ty. Let's go to Duke. Duke, what's your beef?
My beef, Jim, is with the medical industry and just science in general. How have they not come up with a vaccine for pollen yet? The best they've been able to come up with is Claritin D or Zyrtec or something. We're dying out here. As you would say, be better. Do better, science.
I feel you, dude. I've gotten that same thing from my doctor. Like, doc, I got this issue, this thing. He hits me with a Z-bomb, too. And I got a great doctor. You're right. There are some very basic things that they cannot find a cure for. That being one of them. But then again, dude, it is springtime. It is springtime. Let's go to Louisville. Dave in Louisville. Hey, Dave, what's up? What's your beef?
Thanks for the line, Jim. My beef is with the marriage counselor that doesn't wear a ring and is not married. I'm not coming back. You've given me the answer already, buddy. War, eat it, hood.
My man, the marriage counselor that doesn't wear a ring, that hasn't been married.
Eat it, hood.
You're counseling us on marriage, but you've never been married. That's curious. Eat it, hood. That's a throwback
it,
right
hood.
There. Boise's incredible. You know, when you think about it per capita, the fact that we've got three beefs from Boise today is amazing. Damon in Boise. Damon, what's your beef?
Jim Rome, my beef is with this naval battle cruiser ship thick gauge plastic welded packaging. It shouldn't take a two-stroke powered concrete saw and a wrecking bar to get to my razors and my wife's needs. Thanks, bud.
Dude, appreciate the soundbite at the end. He's got a point, man. The razors are hard to open up. I've damn near lost digits trying to get to my blades. Strange delivery, very good point. But you know why they do that, right? They don't want you stealing them. That's why when you go into the drugstore and you try to buy razors, they're behind that lockbox. And you got to ring that doorbell. And then you got to wait and wait and wait for one of the freaks at CVS, wherever you go, to come and actually unlock that lockbox. And that never works either. And then when you get it home, then you have to try to get the razors out of that plastic container where you can get maimed just trying to open it. Man, look, I understand how expensive razors are, expensive as hell, but they are going to great lengths to make sure that you don't rip them off, aren't they? I agree with you, dude. Let's go to Florida, Bergie. This is actually a great beef segment. I don't want to jinx it, but this is fun. Bergie in Florida. Bergie, what's your beef?
Romy, my beef is with people who talk about weather. I mean, you talk about boring. Like, hey, Al Roker, this was settled thousands of years ago. It's hot in the summer. It's cold in the winter. And everything in between we can kind of figure out. And I want to warn you, Jim, turning on a dime on breaking news to come out with the best commentary, best takes ever. You're the man.
My man, Berg, you know, you're the man. Hey, Al Roker. I like the way the guy just went, hey, Al Roker, it's hot in the summer. It's cold in the winter. It's temperate in the spring. Stop talking about the weather. Except the problem is you're talking about us, brother. We are so guilty of that out here in Southern California. We're the worst. We're the worst. If it rains one day, it's like, man, is it ever going to stop raining? Yes, but we need the water. No, we don't. We'll just keep stealing it from NoCal. Hey, Frisco fan, keep the water coming. 1-800-636-8686, Erie. Paul in Erie. Paul, what's your beef?
I got a beef with CBS at the Masters. You're showing Tiger Woods. He's 18 shots down. Now, come on. I want to see golfers that are in the present and future golfers. As far as I'm concerned, he can join the back nine with OJ. Thanks.
Well, not really. OJ's dead. OJ isn't playing the back nine. OJ is not playing the front nine. OJ is not playing at the local Muni. OJ is not looking for the real killers. OJ is dead. Ding dong, OJ is dead. The thing is, dude, I feel you. What's it say about golf that one of the most intriguing, compelling things about the sport is a 48-year-old dude that is held together in duct tape and barely makes the cut and comes in DFL of those who did make the cut. Dead freaking last. But the problem is, though, dude, that is what people want to see. Even if the dude is extremely delusional. Like, my man, I know that you think that if, quote, everything comes together, you can still win a major. And I know that you won the Masters of 2019 when nobody thought you could. Amazing story, Tiger. Dude, if you play the rest of the majors and finish the rest of the majors, you should count that as a major. 1-800. Whoa. Sorry. That interrupted my pattern of thought. Looking at my screen. Not for this, but for another one. Let's go to Tucson. John. Hey, John, what's up? What's your beef?
My beef is with my dad. When he comes into my bedroom, catches me wrestling with myself. But it's not a good
call. No. You don't like that call. I don't know, dude.
Hey, John.
John, I would not have run you, but Alvy did. Alvy, I thought that guy was funny. That was a great reaction to a prior beef. How do you run him? You see, even you think it's funny. Alvy, why did you run him? Of course it was fake. Alvin's like, I'm calling fake. Of course it was fake, Alvin. That was the joke. He was responding to the guy earlier. Vaughn, of course, who said the only thing worse than running up on your parents wrestling is running up on one of them wrestling. And this guy just said, yeah, my beef is with my dad who can't. Anyway, Alvin. I don't know, dude. I've given you the power and the hammer. The power to use the hammer. But sometimes I do not agree with your use of the hammer. In this case, that time. Even, right? Even you're second-guessing yourself. Let's keep this thing moving. Let's go to El Paso. Bobby in El Paso. Bobby, what's your beef? Yo, Bobby, what's up? Probably better that way.
You don't like that color.
I don't like that color. Not a very good
Probably
color.
Better that way because I know what his beef was. And it was going to break one of the rules of the program. I was going to let him attempt it, but it dealt with personal appearance. You want to know what it was? You know what it was? He had a, quote, beef with short, fat dudes.
Fat?
Short? It's not their fault, yo. And besides, personal appearance is not show fodder. All right, so look who's back. Shaky T. Tony in Phoenix is back for the second time. He's trying to match a jungle record. You can't ever break this record because nobody could ever be on four times in one day, but somebody has been on three times in one day, and this will be the second time in one day. Tony in Phoenix. Tony, what's your beef?
Rome, what a day to call on beefs, right? But my beef with the self-checkout register guy. I'm going in to buy something at the grocery store, and then I got to pay and put it in front of something and scan it myself while this person's watching me. Yo, don't you work here? Don't you have anything to do? Am I going to get a discount after I'm done with this? Because I'm doing more. I'm putting out more work than you are at this moment.
That's not a good
call. No. Tony.
You don't like that call.
Tony,
like that
you just call. Said it.
Not a very good call.
It's self-checkout. Why are you waiting for somebody who works there to check you out in the, quote, self-checkout line? Dude, you started the day by saying, I'm going to be the guy who gets on three times. And what's happened since then? You've gotten run twice. Nobody's been run three times in one day. And there's no doubt in my mind that if I allow you the opportunity, you will be the guy. That Tony, that makes no sense. I've got a beef when I'm in the self-checkout line that the employee over there is looking at me, doing nothing. Why are you not helping me? Because you're in the self-checkout line, Shaky T. Wow, dude, that... Dude, like no words. I'm a wordsmith, and I've got no words for how horrible that was. Well, you've been on twice, and you've been run twice. Shall we make it three? Here's the thing, Tony. Here's the thing, Tony. You're going to have an all-time jungle week in the sense that if you get run three times in one day, that might get you a three strikes and you're out, to quote Commissioner Ears, for life. My man, I take the rest of the day off. You don't want that.
For life.
You don't want that. Three strikes and you're out, and not for the day, bro. You will not live to pick the bat up again. Don't do it. That's our deal. Tony, if you want to try to set the record straight and not just set the record for futility, that's our deal. If you call up again and you get run again, you're blocked. And you know we've blocked almost nobody in the history of the program. Dude, there's got to be a standard. There's got to be a bar. I can't just let anybody in. My man, put the bat down. Put the bat down. Don't call back. 1-800-636-8686. We're running out of time. George in Tampa. My man. George, what's your beef?
Pimp in the box. Been a minute, brother.
Dude, there he is. George, what's going on?
Hey, man, all is good, bro. I've been trying to call because I see you made a segment especially for me.
My
beef, Romy, is with the cost, with the powers that be, the grocery stores, all the guys who have their hands on the situation. The cost of beef is sky high, and that's my damn beef. I got to move the needle somehow, Romy.
I hear you, dude. Much respect. George in Tampa. The reason I got so excited about George in Tampa is famous. George made one of the most famous calls ever on the program, in my mind, because I used to be in sales, and I was terrible at sales. And George called the program, and when I went to him, he was in the middle of a sales call, and it was absolutely incredible. I can either do it now, Alvy, or save it and finish off the beef segment. Let's finish it off. Let's go to the ATX. Vince. I have an idea where Vince is going, but let's find out just to be sure. Vince in the ATX. Vince, que pasa?
How's it going, Romy, in the ATX? You know it here. Man, Jera, way to own it in the off season. What, you? CeeDee may walk, Micah may walk, but you consider bringing back Zeke Elliott? Oh, my gosh. I'm out of here. Hook 'em.
Well, at least, Vince, you didn't say hurry up and die, Jera. I'll give you that. Do you want to go to Nashville or do you want to go to Boise? We can do both. Let's go to Nashville. Kenny in Nashville. Kenny, what is your beef?
My beef is with my wife. She calls me and I have to sit there and listen to her eat on the phone. We've been married 26 years. At this point, I can tell you what she's having for lunch just by the sound of it on the voice. I think Alexander Graham Bell, if he'd have known that's what we did with phones, he never would have bothered inventing it. That's it.
My man, nice job, Kenny. If Alexander Graham Bell knew what we do with phones, he would have never invented them. After 26 years, I can tell you exactly what my wife is eating just by the sound of it. She calls me while she's eating. Wow, dude. Boise has had its best day ever, or at least its best beef day ever. Let's go back to Ty. Ty in Boise. Mom, man, back for more. What's up, Ty?
My beef, Romy, is Shaky T. Hey, idiot. It's self-checkout, man. You go there, you do what you do, and you get the hell out. The guy that's standing there staring at you is probably staring at you because you're like looking like you're going to steal some stuff, bro.
My man, Ty. Let me walk it off on that. Hey, idiot. Shaky T, my man, you understand that, right? You understand how whack that beef was. You calling somebody out for not doing their job when you're in the checkout line. The self-checkout line, I mean. Dude, that makes no sense. I would have to try so hard to intentionally make less sense than that beef. Dude, that was terrible. But the beef segment was actually awesome. Written beefs and caller beefs. I love that. Still ahead, a prize pick. Alvy, get your head right. That's coming up before the end of the program. You know, you want to be feeling good. And I've got a way to help you feel good. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against occasional minor pain. 100% drug-free, Relief Factor, developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for relieving pain. I love that. It's 100% drug-free, developed by doctors, and it helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation. We're talking about neck pain, back pain, joint or muscle pain, all these things. Relief Factor can help you feel better. Relief Factor does not just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate the pain. And you'll know quickly. In 3 weeks or less, you will know if it's working because you will feel the difference all day, every day. I know because I use it. They sent it to me to try out, and I did, and I have, and I still do. And I can feel a difference. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor. Give it a try for yourself. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
For The ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. Dude, this guy's insane. Shaky T. I just said it. Dude, 30 plus years in, there really are no rules that I haven't already made for the program. There's only a few. But dude, the Shaky T rule. There's a rule that is in response to Shaky T. It's known as the Shaky T rule. If you get run three times in one single program, you are banned from the program. I've made that very clear, and it's a brand new rule. Shaky T, the Shaky T rule. Tony, stay down, dude. So who calls right back? Shaky T. He's on hold right now. My man, you're gambling with your jungle life. Are you sure? I'm going to give you the opportunity to hang up. Because if I take that phone call, dude, if I take that phone call and you get run, you are done, my guy. And we've only blocked like three people in the history of the program, I think. But you'll be number four or number two or whatever it is. How can you listen to the show for 20 years and only call for like 3 days and then get banned for life? I'm about to go ears on your ass, my guy. Are you sure you want to do this? Think about this, Tony. I'm going to give you a few minutes. Because if you're still on hold, when I come out of this break, Tony, you can bet your ass I'm going to take that phone call. Just as I know you're not going to make it through that phone call. My guy, I'm on your side. Think about this. Dude, my advice to you, hang up. Hang up. Dude, don't worry.
My best advice to you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Hang up. Hang up.
My best advice to you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
But you do you. Albie, get ready to do you. Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. With over 3 million active members, all you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. Watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Get in on the playoff action. Win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Playoffs begin April 20th. Play-in round already underway and pretty much done. Prize Picks offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports. Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this basketball season. I love Prize Picks. You will too. Download the app right now. Use the code ROME, R-O-M-E, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Code ROME on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Alvie!
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Alvie. What do you got?
So there's no basketball today, so we're going to branch out to other sports like hockey.
Oh!
Jack Eichel of the Vegas Golden Knights. I'm going to go more than half a point. And then we're going to go to baseball. Logan Webb, less than 5 strikeouts. He's a, yeah, Giants.
He's a what? He's a, yeah. Dude, you sound like Logan Rome when he was 9.
All right, I got to admit something. Mike gave me this pick. I had no idea. Logan Webb, pitcher for the Giants.
Dude, I can't believe you just ran
under 5 strikeouts.
Why are you putting that on Mike? It's coming out of your mouth,
dude. No, he was the one that gave. I'm not putting it on him. Giving him credit.
Yeah, but if you're wrong, you're running him under the bus.
Oh, then it's totally on Mike.
We haven't even introduced Mike yet. What do you mean, Mike? Mike who? We haven't even. This is like the most Alvin thing ever. Mike who?
Honestly, nobody knows who that guy is.
Right, so why are you mentioning him then?
Because he was the one that gave this to me.
It's what?
He's the one that gave me Logan Webb.
Yeah, but nobody knows who he is, Alvin.
Logan Webb?
No,
Mike.
No. You don't know who Logan Webb is. Mike does, but we don't know who Mike is. I know who Mike is.
Well, he did tell me that the Diamondbacks don't strike out
Holy
that much.
Holy crap, Shaky Alvin. Shaky A. Hey, Shaky A, give me your pick one more. Give me Mike's pick one more time.
Mike's pick is Logan Webb, less than 5 strikeouts. Jack Eichel, more than half a point.
All right. Thank you very much, Shaky A. That was incredible. Shaky A, meet your first cousin, Shaky T. Mike gave me that pick. Mike who, dude? The only ones who know Mike are Mike and the three of us. We haven't introed Mike to the audience yet, but you just did. Anyway, here is your... So, we have Shaky T, we have Shaky A. Shaky T has created his own rule. If he gets run three times in one day, and he's already been run twice, I'm going to say three strikes and you're out, my brother. Lifetime ban. I don't want that to happen to you. You've listened to the show for 20 years. I gave you a chance to hang up, Tony, a.k.a. Shaky T, and you did not take me up on that. My guy, I'm going to take this phone call, but if you get run, you are banned for life and can never participate ever again. And you only started participating 3 days ago, and you've been listening for 20 years. This is a wild, wild jungle development. I don't know if the stakes have ever been higher for a phone call. Outside of the smack-off itself, I don't know that a single phone call has ever had higher stakes. Let's find out. We go back to Phoenix for the third time today. Shaky T. Tony, my guy, are you sure you want to do this?
Rome, there's only one way to try to make history. You can't go for a three-peat unless you give it a shot. But yeah, like I said, Rome, at least if I do get banned for life, I'll never have to call these whack-ass clones again. Last thing, war... I'm out.
That's not even a cup. No. You don't like that cup.
I don't like that cup. Not a very good cup.
My dude, you know what you just did? You went to the highest floor of the highest skyscraper you could find. You opened up the window. You looked down. We called the cops. Before I could even get the negotiator in to try to talk you off the ledge, you jumped. Tony, relax. Tony, you are loved. Tony, it's going to be fine. Tony, put that phone down. Take a step back. Step back and... No! Thud. Now you're done.
Now I'm done.
Tony, I did every damn thing I could to save you from yourself, and you jumped. You jumped. Man, my man's had a week, and it hasn't even been a week. It's only Thursday. Dude, you know I have to enforce that, Tony.
Block!
Tony, you're blocked!
Block!
You know I have to enforce that, Tony. I can't follow through on that threat. Dude, you are officially blocked. You can never call ever again.
Block!
You're welcome to use the X platform. Just know I'm not going to read it ever again. I can't believe you did that, dude. Was that worth it? My man, that's not going out on your sword. That's quitting. Now you're done. Wow.
Now I'm done.
He ran himself. Wait a minute. Tommy. Let's talk for a minute. Are you trying to take up with this guy and saying that I didn't run him, he ran himself, therefore he didn't get run three times?
Yeah, there might be a small loophole here because technically he ran himself before Alvin was able to drop the hammer. He was already gone when the hammer fell.
Like, you can't fire me, I quit?
Exactly. He might have skirted the hammer by doing that.
Alvy, where do you come out? Shaky A, what do you think? Shaky A swings the hammer again, says he's done, dude.
For life.
Shaky A just brought the hammer down. You're done, dude. You see, I don't think his thing was, you can't run me, I ran myself. He knew. The strategy was not, you can't run me, I'll run myself. He knew what he was doing. Believe me, dude, he won't even know what happened. He'll be the first one on hold tomorrow morning. But he won't get through. Let's go to, oh, looky here. James in Portland. James, my man.
Jimmy, my man, and Tony. Has done it again. And you got to be careful, Jim, throwing the term shaky A around Alvin too loosely. But it sucks that shaky T got caught smoking the jungle crack today because his first call, Jim, was a legendary dropping of a deuce on live radio, Jim. What was it? Tiger Wooden Legger. And, Jim, I'm not sure who is more nervous. Shaky T or Shaky A simply giving us three prize picks. I mean, Alvy's so nervous. He has no idea what the words are coming out of his mouth. You're like, Alvin, give us your prize picks. Dude, doggy style, missionary, reach around. Come on. Come on!
James, my dude, I'm doing my very best to not only hold it together, but to stay employed. Alvin, check that shaky A. Dude, you talk about a guy getting loose. James just dialed it up. I never mind me running Shaky T. I would not be the least bit surprised if I got a call from the suits and I got run permanently for life. For life. Ears himself may ban me for life. Dang, James. We are still on in the middle of the day. We are still carried by hundreds of radio stations and satellite. I don't know, dude. There's a line, my man, and you are tap dancing all over it. Holy crap, James. Even come Alvin was in shock. Yeah, now you run him, Alvin. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. That was a wild program.